In the newsroom, I am Dave Wolf. The Michigan legislature has approved the school aid fund budget for the next year. The $17.1 billion K-12 budget would eliminate a long-standing base per student funding gap among districts and boost overall funding by 10%. State Representative Mary Whiteford says she's pleased to see the plan approved.
The biggest thing that I found is that we were able to come together for school aid and make sure our schools have certainty with their funding. We've got record funding for all of our students.
Whiteford says the Great Start Readiness Program will be expanded. Districts and charter schools would receive $8,700 in base per student state aid, not including at least $1,093 more per pupil in federal funding from a rescue package signed by President Joe Biden back in March. Governor Whitmer says the school budget makes historic investments in our children without raising taxes and will help each and every student thrive academically, mentally, and physically. Is your neighborhood already starting to sound like the 4th of July, since you are now allowed to set off fireworks now until the holiday? Last year, deaths and injuries from fireworks jumped 50%, with 18 people killed and more than 15,000 injured in the U.S. Patty Davis with the Consumer Product Safety Commission has some tips if you are setting off fireworks in your neighborhood.
Make sure that you have that bucket of water nearby and you douse it so that you don't start a fire by a smoldering, burned firework after it goes off. Never point a firework at somebody else. That's very dangerous. And make sure that you light fireworks one at a time and then move away quickly.
Davis says firecrackers and sparklers were the biggest source of injuries. She says those sparklers get up to 2,000 degrees. The Berrien County Sheriff's Department is conducting a drive sober or get pulled over drunk driving enforcement campaign for the 4th of July holiday period. Throughout the coming weekend, you'll notice officers out and about working to take alcohol and drug-impaired drivers off the roads. Chief Deputy Robert Boyce tells us the 4th is a big holiday for drunk driving.
It's the beginning of summer, so to speak. It's one of the first holidays, especially after the pandemic and the state opening up. We're anticipating a lot more gatherings and holiday festivities, so we want to be prepared to protect our motoring public.
Boyce says the sheriff's department doesn't want to arrest people, but it will protect the public.
If we do come across a drunk driver, they will be arrested and brought to jail.
A typical drunk driving conviction will result in costs of around $10,000 when all is said and done. The enforcement campaign starts today and runs through mid-July. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.